Resumption today of Parliament Section 194 inquiry into the fitness or otherwise of the public protector Busisiwe Mgwebane to continue in office. And the Zambian public protector, Catherine Zulu Sikoni, is testifying on behalf of Busisiwe Mgwebane. And boy, has she gone into bat for her sister. The South African judiciary, which is found over and over and over again against the public protector, is, according to Zulu Zakoni, playing along to the gallery. Judicial harassment of the public protector. They threatened by the public protector is something else that she said in her statement. The judiciary is feeling threatened by the powers of the public protector, and this is why they are trying to rein in her office. It's jaw-dropping stuff, as far as I'm concerned. Dali Mpofu has been going on and on and on about the Venice Principles. Venice Principles are embodied in an agreement signed in 2019, which set out the responsibilities and et ceteras of ombuds offices across the world. The Venice Principles, the standard for ombudsman's organizations by the United Nations. And that, according to Dali Mpofu, is the be-all and end-all of all of this. The Constitution? It's just another piece of legislation, according to Dali Mpofu. Lindsay Dentlinger of our parliamentary team was paying close attention to events today. Am I mischaracterizing, Lindsay?
Good afternoon, John. Well, I'm surprised that you find all of this jaw-dropping. It hasn't been particularly riveting today. And just a short while ago, Dali Mpofu saying that if he even were to suggest making an amendment to the Constitution, the country would probably call for him to be impeached, even though he doesn't hold an impeachable office. But anyway, be that as it may, yes, you are pretty much right. And what they are really using the Zambian public protector to do, she's held office for 18 years, John. So unlike in South Africa, her tenure is secured until she is at least 60. And so she doesn't run the risk of being thrown out of office prematurely, which is what Dali Mpofu is suggesting before the inquiry. But really, they're picking apart the South African system and basically trying to show up flaws and how it doesn't align, how the way the public protector's office runs in South Africa and the way the incumbent gets treated, it doesn't quite accord with those worldwide international principles. And
I'm not at all sure that the Zambian public protector is entitled to cast the aspersions on an independent country's judiciary in the way that she is doing.
She's made she's very careful, John, not to specifically, you know, as I said, you're going through the Venice Principles and also the O.R. Tambo document, you know, by clause by clause. And Dali Mpofu is putting these statements to her hypothetically. But obviously, then you draw the inference. Obviously, she's talking about South Africa and talking about Busisiwe Mgwebane. And she has gone as far as to say that she finds that the South African courts have victimized the public protector, that she thought it was very unfair and taking it too far that our courts would even slap personal cost orders on the public protector, and that it was unfair that she was having to shoulder the blame, if you will, for the work of an entire office. So in that way, she has been pinpointing it. But right from the very beginning, John, Dali Mpofu has said today that she can be considered an expert, not Hassan Ibrahim, who the inquiry called as its first witness to outline what a public protector's office was all about, but that Ms. Sikoni was better placed. She's held this office for over 18 years.
Great deal of influence on ethical government in Zambia, if I may be so bold as to say that. There is very little evidence that having a public protector who is fire and brimstone and absolutely sticking to all the Venice Principles has changed the corrupt levels of government which preceded I'm not sure too much what's happening at the moment under Hichilema, but I'm sorry. She is, anyway, tomorrow she will be put a little bit more on trial, will she, where she will be mentioned of some of the things that the courts found against Busisiwe Mgwebane rather than what Dali Mpofu has done, which is carefully steer away from some of the specifics of the court findings?
Yes, exactly. He has promised to take her through the specifics of court findings. And just to your earlier point, Darlene Porfu is very impressed, John, that this public protector has managed to make her way through five presidents and three different political parties in Zambia.
That's because she's not a threat to any of them.
So he thinks that that should be that's something to be lauded. But yes, he has promised to take her through in detail the judgments and the reports on which the charges against the public protector are based and that this inquiry is focused on.
This is not a court of law. So my understanding is that there's none of the adversarial cross-examination which would happen in a court of law. So Nazreen Bauer, I presume, will be asking questions on behalf of the committee. How far can she go in trying to poke holes in the cloak of sanctity that Mpofu and the Zambian public protector are draping over Busisiwe and Ngwebane?
Well, I think she's had to really rein herself in today, and she's been very measured, has been Nazreen Bauer, the evidence leader, not to interrupt. But I can sense from some of the MPs, for example, you know, some of them are feeling, you know, what is the relevance, really, of this testimony? We keep getting told that the testimony has to relate directly to the charges that she's faced, and certainly that's always been the argument of Darlene Porfu, that he didn't believe that some of the witnesses were testifying in connection to those charges. So, yes, Nazreen Bauer will be allowed to cross-examine, but so too, John, will the MPs. And I can tell you, just from being in the room today, that not all of them are swallowing everything the Zambian public protector is feeding or has been feeding MPs for the better part of today.
Lindsay Dentlinger, thank you very, very much indeed. Most recently, Darlene Porfu asked the Zambian public protector what will be the impact if this thing, which is the way he refers to Mkabani's impeachment, continues unabated on a person who wants to be the public protector. Would you advise your child to apply for this job? And her response was, let's help each other. Let's raise up the institution of the ombudsman in Africa. It is the only institution that can help the poor. Let us save this institution. Let us not allow people to start distrusting this institution. Well, that's exactly what the South African courts are trying to do. They are trying to save the institution from somebody who is misappropriating any element of integrity which became attached to it during the much more glorious tenure of Thuli Madonsela. Thuli Madonsela said she doesn't think she should have been subpoenaed, and she doesn't think she has much to add to this inquiry, but she said, Mr. Zuma, are you listening? She said, I was subpoenaed, and therefore, as a law-abiding citizen, I will answer that subpoena, and I will go there. And I so look forward to Darlene Porfu trying to bully Thuli Madonsela. I look forward to that.